is reducing emissions in communities with their growing fleet of natural gas vehicles. ThinkAboutIt.org.
This is Morning Edition on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of the business and financial news. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. How are you feeling?
I'm fine. Hope you are.
Yeah.
Well, this week in Brazil, the World Cup of Soccer begins, and all around the world, where it's known as football outside the United States, I imagine there's going to be a lot of business people paying attention to the games on television rather than to business, perhaps. And even in the United States, soccer is really catching on in recent years, becoming more popular.
Yeah, I would say your estimate is pretty right there, Wayne. I think in general, summer is kind of here for a lot of people. Schools are getting out, and I can assure you that worker productivity will be down this week, especially in with it being the biggest sporting event in the world. There are a couple of billion people watching in places like Europe and Latin America. Workplaces are going to be glued to the tube. But Wayne, this week and this past week in the U.S. is a pretty solid week across the board. As I mentioned, that summer mentality is kind of hitting with a lot of schools closing this week. Mm-hmm. I did notice this weekend something interesting as the summer begins, that energy analysts are pleased that gas prices are stable heading into the heavy summer driving vacation season. Gas prices at the pump are about where they were this time last year.
Really?
Why? Cars are more fuel efficient now, and oil supplies are up. And this can act as a good boost to consumers. And it almost feels like tax relief, Wayne, especially after a long winter of increased heating, oil usage, and greater electricity usage.
The jobs report for the previous month came out Friday, and as usual, mixed results. The unemployment rate stayed the same, and analysts were pleased to see that the number of jobs created in the month had gone up. And an interesting statistic, all the jobs lost during the Great Recession earlier in this new century have now been recovered. But there's there's actually a cloud attached to that figure.
Yeah, I would say the jobs report, which came out on Friday, was good. For the record, the number of new jobs in May exceeded analysts' expectations, around 217,000. But more importantly, Wayne, it was the fourth consecutive month that the report exceeded 200,000 jobs. Now, that's very good, and some analysts predicted that trend could continue throughout the rest of the year now that the tough winter months are behind us. You're right that the overall unemployment rate stayed the same at about 6.3%, so no change there. Wage growth was up a little, about 2% year over year, which still needs more good growth if we're going to have our younger workers and younger families feeling confident enough to buy homes. You're very also right that the very interesting fact out of this jobs report was that the Labor Department said that all of the 8 million plus jobs lost have been recovered as of now. That means, of course, 8 million jobs have been created since 2009, but the actual jobs lost have not simply been replaced at the same pay level. In fact, many hundreds of thousands of workers are having to accept jobs at much lower salary these days, which is really one reason why wage growth has been so sluggish. But, General, I would say, Wayne, that the jobs report for May was good and continues to move in the right direction.
Yeah, that was a big but there.
Yes.
Apple is splitting its shares.
Yeah, this has got a lot of people excited today. Apple is splitting its stock price 7-for-1 today. That means that if you own 100 shares of Apple stock on Friday, you'll own 700 shares today at 1/7 the price. Now, lots of investors get excited about stock splits, but they really don't change the value of the company or your particular holdings. It does make the stock price appear more affordable since it'll be below $100 a share. But the real way to measure whether a stock is expensive or cheap is by its earnings and overall revenue. Now, why did Apple, which is the highest, most valuable company in the world, feel the need to do this, since other companies like Berkshire Hathaway, Google, and others, they have stock prices that are very high too? One analyst suspects it might be because Apple wants to be listed amongst the 30 Dow Jones Industrial stocks, which is measured by price. Thus, a $700 Apple stock would swing the index too much, but a $100 Apple stock would fit in better. Apple certainly has been riding a strong wave lately. In addition to its recent purchase of Beats headphones, which some analysts say has reestablished Apple as cool. The company has been increasing its stock buyback program and boosting dividends to shareholders, which, in my book, is always cool and never goes out of style.
Good news from Europe, economically.
Yeah, this was interesting last week. Excuse me. Essentially, the ECB, the equivalent of the U.S. Federal Reserve, delivered a strong message that it was serious about sustaining the economic recovery in the Eurozone, which really just got going last summer at this time. They stand in contrast to our Federal Reserve, which has been reducing stimulus since late last year. But basically, the ECB sent a message that was a contrast to the dithering back and forth from 2010 to 2012, where there was basically these endless European summits that led nowhere. So what did the ECB do? They lowered interest rates on deposits to below zero. Yes, that means banks would pay money to have money on deposit with the ECB. And analysts say this is kind of largely symbolic, and it just encourages member banks to lend the assets out where it's needed. The ECB also at the same time increased European banks' ability to lend to the small businesses that so badly need it. And lastly, they launched a mini stimulus program like our quantitative easing here in the U.S. Bottom line here, Wayne, is the ECB was steadfast in their decision, saying they are, quote, not done, and they have more weapons to fire if they need to keep Europe moving forward. Investors responded very favorably, snapping up European government bonds and strengthening the euro currency somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to Brian Ford, whose report is not a research recommendation for any particular company and does not provide legal or tax advice. And we invite you to check out the RBC Global Insight Weekly at our website, ideastations.com. 88.9 WCVE.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green. The U.S. Border Patrol.